Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, August 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
During Macara's last appearance, a request was made for an Irish language interpreter, and we'll find out this morning if one has been secured.
Kneecap back in court, and Kremlin plays down hopes of summit with Ukraine. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Kneecap's Liam O'Gohany will reappear before a London court again today. The Belfast rapper, also known as Mokara, is appearing before Westminster Magistrates Court, charged with a terror offence. News Talk's Emily Keegan is there.
On the 22nd of May, 27-year-old Liam O'Gohany was charged with a terror offence after it was alleged he displayed a flag supporting Hezbollah at one of the band's London gigs at the O2 Forum on the 21st of November last year. The group has since repeatedly denied the charge. At his first court appearance on the 18th of June, the defence said it would argue the charge was brought after the six-month limit, and the court was adjourned until today when it will hear arguments over its jurisdiction in the case. Solidarity rallies have been organised in London and Dublin, with crowds expected to gather outside court from around 8 o'clock this morning. Maverick Sabre and Gurriers are among the list of artists and speakers taking part. During Macara's last appearance, a request was made for an Irish language interpreter, and we'll find out this morning if one has been secured. Emily Keegan at Westminster Magistrates Court in London.
Kneecap members are asking their fans to follow police instructions if they're planning on protesting outside the court today. The Met Police says it will impose Public Order Act conditions to prevent any serious disruption in the area. The band says there's no basis for this heightened police presence, as the last hearing was entirely peaceful. Extra crews were called in to fight a massive fire in Dublin's Docklands last night. Lewis Service were affected as flames engulfed a bridge near Dublin's IFSC. The fire service said it received multiple 999 calls shortly after 6 p.m. The fire was brought under control shortly before midnight. Tina Gates has more.
The Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ray McAdam, has thanked emergency responders who battled the blaze for hours last night. At one point, water was pumped from the River Liffey to assist in the operation, which involved four fire engines, a foam tender and a water tanker. Key holders in the IFSC were asked to report to Gardaí to assist with safety checks, while other members of the public were urged to stay away. Lewis services were stopped at Connolly as the flames swept close to the tracks, and there was no service between Bussorus and the Point. A number of investigations are underway this morning into the cause of the fire while the cleanup begins.
The Kremlin has played down talk of an imminent summit between Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky. It comes after Donald Trump renewed his call for the two leaders to meet and discuss ways to achieve peace in Ukraine. Russian officials have told the BBC they haven't rejected the idea of direct talks, but say there shouldn't be a meeting for the sake of a meeting. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed there are no plans to send American troops to enforce any future peace deal.
U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, but we can certainly help in the coordination and perhaps provide other means of security guarantees to our European allies. And he has directed his national security team to coordinate with our friends in Europe and also to continue to cooperate and discuss these matters with Ukraine and Russia as well.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin says talks between Vladimir Zelensky and Vladimir Putin need to happen soon.
A reasonable time frame has to be allowed because some preparatory work has to go into the organisation of a summit of this kind. But, you know, we're talking a matter of weeks here.
There still hasn't been any official response from Israel after a fresh ceasefire deal for Gaza was proposed. It includes a 60-day pause in fighting and the return of 28 hostages and 200 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas has accepted the terms of the deal. Middle East advisor at the US Department of Defense, Jasmine El-Gamal, says this plan mirrors one that's been on the table for a while.
Hamas actually is agreeing to something now that is not that different from what it refused a few weeks ago. And so questions that people are asking of Hamas are, why did you wait so long and allow so many people to die if this was what you were going to agree to anyway?
School caretakers and secretaries are set to go on strike at the beginning of the school term. They're calling on the government to acknowledge them as public servants like teachers and SNAs so they can get entitlements like pensions. David Hearn is a caretaker at St Mary's National School in Ferrybank and chair of Forces Caretaker Branch. He says the Department of Education has been aware of the situation for several months.
We know the first week of school is so important to parents, especially for the little kids coming into junior infants. But unfortunately, we have been left with no option. We informed the department back in June of our intentions to go on a definite strike action from the 28th of August. They've had all summer to contact us, and they haven't come near us. It's the last resort we have.
Just 48 fines were issued across the country for dog fouling last year. Data collated by Vision Ireland shows no fines were issued at all in 14 of the 31 local council areas in 2024. Cork County Council issued the most fines for dog fouling at 11, followed by Cavan and Fingal, which issued 6 each. Vision Ireland has launched a Clear Our Paths campaign this week to highlight awareness of the everyday obstacles faced by those with vision impairments on footpaths. Leash Rose Caitlin Cummins is the 2025 International Rose of Tralee. The 20-year-old is the first Rose from Leash to win the title. Dahi O'Shea and Catherine Thomas made the announcement from the Kerry Sports Academy at MTU to a global TV audience. Viewers of the event, which was televised and streamed over two nights, included audiences from New Zealand, Mozambique, Canada and the US. Caitlin describes her reaction when she was announced as the 65th Rose of Tralee.
I had my legs crossed and I thought I was going to fall over, to be honest. No, I was just in shock. I couldn't believe it when they said Leash. I was like, oh my God. Like, and I was just thinking of my mum and dad straight away. I could see them straight away down in the crowd. And I was just like, I just want to give them a hug, like, straight away.
And in sport, in soccer, Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers claims qualifying for the Champions League will be a statement of intent for the season ahead. They host Qairat Almaty at Parkhead in the first leg of their playoff this evening. Rodgers wants them to make the most of home advantage.
You want to arrive into these games. This is a massive game. There's always that feeling when I was here first. The big games seem to be right at the very beginning. And this is exactly what this is, because this tees you up for the rest of your season.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.